If I asked you, what is the creepiest thing that you could possibly experience haunting your house? You had to like pick one thing that would be wandering the halls at night when you got up to use the bathroom and there standing down the hall with a little glow to it. What would that be? I think for me, it would be a child. Not a clown, not a monster, not a demon, but a child. Why? Well, because I've done this show too damn long. And I know that so many times when we have stories of children haunting a home, it's not always that. If there's anything that's more confusing, it is that. So often it seems like, oh, it's just this, and it kind of lures you in, and then you discover, oh, it's something a little bit darker. Yeah, other things, not always that. Like if it's a pet, usually stays a pet. It's like grandma, usually stays grandma. The children ones are the ones that are, they're the ones to look out for. And it's not just because I got teased when I was a kid and I have some sort of weird aversion to children, because I don't. I have a daughter that I love more than anything in this world. But I think that'd be a very creepy thing to experience in your house. I mean, not only because you're, as a parent, if you are running through all the motions of, you know, your parental feelings of, oh my gosh, there's a child here, you want to help, you want to, you know, make sure they're okay or get them wherever they're supposed to go so they're safe. It's just an unsettling experience all around. On today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, we have two really good ghost stories, both involving ghost children. What are they? Why are they there? Are they there to help? Are they there for some other purpose? May vary a little bit by story, but nonetheless, creepy, creepy experiences. So you don't want to miss it. It's EPP bonus episode number 356 of Real Ghost Stories Online. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Behind the haunting? That's always the question that I think stems with most ghostly experiences. Who is it? Why are they here? The basic of most basic questions that we ask, because that's where a lot of the stories then stem off from. If we can better understand who it might be, why they might be here, it helps us as the living make more sense of what's going on. But is it always knowing their story that helps us make sense of them? Or are they here sometimes to help us complete our story? Are they here not to tell theirs or to have us study on them, but to help us reach a point in our lives that maybe we would not be able to get to without them running a little interference to help us nudge on a path that's going to lead us a better way? That's what we wonder about in our next story. Take a listen. This is a story of how my view on life, death, in between, did a full 180. My story is long, but everything connects, and I really want to be able to give you the full story so it makes sense. I want to start off by saying that I am born and raised in Sweden, so I apologize if my grammar is not on point. In Sweden, you're considered a weirdo if you believe in ghosts, UFOs, and other unexplained things. It's not easy to bring up your experiences with just anyone. Even believing in God is mostly considered weird here, even though our official religion is Christianity. Anyhow, here is my real ghost story of how everything totally changed for me through a chain of events a few years ago. I've been extremely afraid of the dark as long as I can remember. I always had a feeling of being watched, even during daytime. I've also had very vivid dreams for as long as I can remember. And I always remember the dream after waking up. Some of the dreams I had as a kid were very dark. From around age 6, I could wake up in the middle of the night, fearing for my life due to a vivid dream. I do not know why I was this scared of the dark, since I only had a couple of minor experiences as a child. One time around age 5, I was awake in the middle of the night, too afraid to even move, at the same time not knowing why I was so scared. While staring around the room, really trying to calm myself down, I see my door handle slowly go down and then up again. The door was fully open and against the wall. My parents got divorced when I was 2, when I spent every other weekend at my dad's place. My dad did not care about my fear at all, being the way he is. From age 6, I would stay up all night when spending the weekend at my dad's, playing in my room with all the lights on until the sun started to rise. That was when I could finally get a few hours of sleep. I did not tell anyone about this. Sometimes my brother, 7 years older, would let me sleep in his bed, but that was rare. At home, my real home, where I lived with my mom, I slept in her bed until I was 14 years old due to my extreme fear of the dark. I moved away from home and moved in with my then-boyfriend when I was 19. I was very ashamed that I still was so scared of the dark, thinking, I'm a grown-up. Fear of the dark is something you grow out of. As I'm now 33 years old and have been through this life-changing event I'm about to tell you about, I understand that it probably was the feeling of always being watched that made me so scared of the dark. At the point when I moved in with my then-boyfriend, I had gotten to know myself much better and had realized that I always would pick up on other people's emotions. Walking into a room of people and in a split second feeling their feelings and being affected by the vibe of the room. This ability or personality trait of mine is how I also got caught up in an 8-year-long situation that destroyed who I was before meeting my then-boyfriend. We got married when I was 22, and by the time our second daughter was born when I was 25, I had experienced emotional abuse pretty much every day for many years. I was no longer me. He had taken away pieces of me, replacing them with the pieces he wanted, and in that way changing me on a very deep level. He treated me bad, but I would do anything to keep the family together for the kids. I was just an empty shell, focusing on my daughter's well-being and to not make my husband angry. I somehow found some strength, reaching a breaking point, and we got divorced when I was 26. This is when everything paranormal really took off. I moved into an apartment with my daughters. The hall was connecting all the rooms. It was shaped as a reversed L with the bathroom at the top of the L, the girls' room at the top right, the living room at the top left, my room at the bottom left, and the kitchen at the bottom right. This is important further on in my story. The girls lived 50-50 with me and my ex-husband, which meant a lot of alone time for me when they were at their dad's. I could finally start focusing a bit on myself and trying to patch up the damage my ex-husband had caused me, although easier said than done. One night, almost a year after the divorce, I had just gotten in bed, not really tired at all. I had my eyes open, but somehow, and there is no better way to describe this, a movie started playing inside my eyes. I saw a beautiful sky with fluffy clouds and a huge dark silhouette right in front of me. I felt so much peace. The silhouette was holding its hands in front of it as if they were showing me something. Around 10 centimeters above the silhouette's hands, a small glowing white pebble was floating in the air. I somehow knew exactly what to do. I took the pebble and put it inside my heart. In my head, I said, Grandpa, if this is you, I want you to give me a sign sometime soon. My maternal grandfather died very suddenly at the age of 67 when I was 19. He had been like a father to me my whole life, and we were extremely close. His passing is the worst thing I've ever been through. This vision just disappeared as quick as it had come, and I felt calm and not afraid at all. I fell asleep for about 30 minutes. Next day, I moved a plant that was placed on my kitchen table. And what happens? A small white pebble falls out from the pot and lands on the floor. I took this as Grandpa's sign. I was incredibly happy since I missed him so much. After this event, everything escalated. One night, a couple of weeks later, I was working out in the hall while my daughters were asleep. I had their room to my right and our living room to my left. Everything was dead quiet. And I suddenly, clear as day, heard a young girl's voice happily singing, Hey! Coming from the living room. Imagine a girl you do not know coming up to you, being interested in something you are doing, and this is her way of getting your attention. no doubt about that this was not one of my daughter's voices, and it absolutely came from the living room. I totally freaked out, backed up against the wall, sitting on the floor and calling my new boyfriend that I'm sitting with 7 years later, and told him he had to come over now. He jumped into his car, drove over right away. I told him what had happened, and he believed me and validated my experience, even though he is extremely scared of anything paranormal. After this happened, I'd get weird feelings of being watched, especially in my daughter's room, in the hall, and in the doorway of my room. Almost every night that my girls were home, I would hear something fiddling with the toys on their desk while putting them to sleep. I could somehow separate the feeling of being watched into two different kinds of energies. One energy was following me around, usually from the girls' room, through the hall. This energy would sometimes get so close that I froze in fear. I worked up the courage to say out loud, "You're scaring me, please leave," which would always work. The other energy was a weird one. I'd sit in my living room watching TV and suddenly my heart would race to the point where I almost felt like it would explode. Then it just stopped, one second to the next. During this, I'd feel like someone stood in the doorway between the hall and the living room. This energy mostly hung out in the doorway to my bedroom. One evening, my boyfriend was spending the night and I was undoing the bed with my back against the open door. I felt my boyfriend walking up to the doorway and standing there. I started talking to him, and when I did not get a response, I turned around to see no one there. I found him in the bathroom. I asked him why he came to the bedroom doorway and then went to the bathroom. He did not know what I was talking about. He'd been in the bathroom all the time getting ready for bed. My boyfriend is very tall, and that was obviously how I experienced this energy, as a tall male. My boyfriend and I had some experiences together after this that really freaked him out. Mostly electronics turning on and off both at his place and mine. When the TV sometimes would turn off on its own in the evenings, I joked that it was his great-grandma that recently had passed and that she thought it was time for us to go to bed and not stay up watching TV. His apartment used to be his great-grandma's and he moved in there when she moved to a nursing home where she spent her last years. We both often heard sounds from the kitchen in his apartment. That was much more than just a creak or sounds of the neighbors. A few months went by and things got worse and worse. Now, so we're going to pause the preview portion of EPP bonus episode number 356 to hear the rest of this story and our other story also involving creepy ghost children. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. $5 a month gets you access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, our ebook, our audiobook, our archive, which is the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. What a crazy thing to say that you've done. It's weird. It's a weird thing to say. I'm telling you that too, because I've had to say that a few times to people like on a date. And it's like, what are you proud of? I've done this. You did what? Yeah, it's weird. It's not as impressive on a date as it is to say on the show. Anyway, if you want access to all of that, sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Help keep us on the air, get all the bonus episodes. We greatly appreciate your support. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.